remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. Transportation Secretary on Sunday warned America's supply chain woes, including clogged ports with bottlenecks, will drag into next year, potentially cramping the upcoming holiday shopping season in the world's largest economy. Pete Buttigieg did the rounds on U.S. political talk shows to stress that President Joe Biden's administration was doing everything it could to alleviate congestion at the country's overloaded ports, railways, and roads. Buttigieg added the supply-side crunch was being exacerbated by extraordinary pent-up demand in the United States. He told CNN's State of the Union show, quote, demand is off the charts, retail sales are through the roof, and the country's transportation and shipping infrastructure has been unable to keep up. Biden recently announced a commitment by the Port of Los Angeles to begin 24-hour operations in an effort to ease congestion, which has seen multiple cargo ships anchored off the coast awaiting opportunities to unload. A tribute march was organized on Sunday in Paris for the 60th anniversary of a bloody police crackdown on a protest by Algerians in the French capital during the final year of their country's independence war with the colonial power. The commemoration comes after French President Macron acknowledged what he called crimes committed on October 17, 1961, were, quote, inexcusable for the Republic. Macron's statement said the repression was brutal, violent, bloody under the orders of Paris's police chief. About 12,000 Algerians were arrested. Historians say at least 120 protesters were killed, some shot, and others drowned, according to Macron's office. This is VOA News. Sweden's government announced Sunday its foreign minister will make the first official visit to Israel in a decade, following 7 years of rocky ties after Stockholm recognized Palestine. She will on Monday meet her counterpart Yair Lapid, as well as Israeli President Isaac Herzog. The thaw in relations apparently does not call into question Sweden's recognition of Palestine, which the minister will also visit. About 140 countries have already recognized the Palestinian state, including 8 in the European Union. Venezuela's socialist government said it would suspend negotiations with its opponents in retaliation for the extradition to the U.S. of a close ally of President Nicolas Maduro to face money laundering charges. The announcement coming after businessman Alex Saab was placed on a U.S.-bound plane in Cape Verde after a 16-month fight by Maduro and allies, including Russia, who consider the Colombian-born businessman a Venezuelan diplomat. 6 American oil executives held on house arrest were picked up by security forces in what may be a sign that relations between Washington and Caracas could be upended after months of quiet diplomacy since U.S. President Joe Biden entered the White House. A group of 17 U.S. missionaries, including children, has been kidnapped by a gang in Haiti, according to a message sent to various religious missions by an organization with direct knowledge of the incident. The message from Ohio-based Christian Aid Ministries said the missionaries were on their way home from building an orphanage in Haiti. The message states that the mission's field director is working with the U.S. Embassy and that the field director's family and one other unidentified man stayed at the ministry's base while everyone else visiting the orphanage was abducted. And the Grand Mosque in the Muslim holy city of Mecca in Saudi Arabia operated at full capacity Sunday, with worshippers praying shoulder to shoulder for the first time since the coronavirus pandemic began. Pictures and footage on Sunday morning showed people praying side by side, making straight rows of worshippers that are formations revered in performing Muslim prayers for the first time since the COVID-19 pandemic took hold last year. While social distancing measures were lifted, the authority said visitors must be fully vaccinated against coronavirus and must continue to wear masks on mosque grounds. Saudi Arabia announced in August it will begin accepting vaccinated foreigners wanting to make the pilgrimage. Find more at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
And more.
VOA 1.
You know.